Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Our top story now, and we're at the PATH station in Hoboken, and maybe they need it the whole year after all. You'll recall the Port Authority shut down Hoboken for a month, saying we're going to do in 1 month what would normally take us a year. Yay! Well, fresh new paint, new staircases, new switches. The place looks beautiful. But wait! People are going, yeah, it looks good, but why are we still waiting on these platforms or stuck down in the tunnels with all these delays? What did you fix? And the trouble plaguing the PATH train is where we'll start on this Friday. PATH riders gave the board an earful last night at a meeting criticizing the agency for a series of track problems that have screwed up service on the Cross-Hudson system for weeks now. Newsman Glenn Shuck leading our broadcast with all dressed up with no PATH to go.
These ongoing repairs of the switches here at the Hoboken station follow a three-week shutdown earlier in the year, and PATH riders are frustrated. One of them is Mayor Ravi Bala. He wants to make sure the Port Authority is treating all of this with enough urgency.
When you have a multi-billion dollar agency, the fundamental baseline expectation is to have the trains running on time. I think the public expects that. And I think the Port Authority is well positioned to deliver that with focus, attention, and prioritizing.
Now, the expectation is that delays because of all of this will continue at least through Labor Day. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Hoboken.
It's going to be a long summer, folks. Mayor Adams announced a $1 million infusion in animal care centers to allow them to expand their capacity and care for more animals. It'll allow them to add more staff, too. We reported earlier this week, and for the first time, ACC had to close the door to any new strays because they simply ran out of room, not to mention the people to care for them. This will allow the hiring and training of 14 additional staff now to help the shelters in Manhattan and Queens. Mayor also encouraged New Yorkers to consider adding a pet to their family and go over to ACC to start an adoption. A follow-up now to that shooting this week, which put an officer in the hospital. The officer shot while investigating a murder. Well, the guy who allegedly shot him was in court today.
Wearing a white jail jumpsuit, Nieves Reyes looked down as the judge remanded him back to jail with no bail. The 48-year-old is accused of killing a former co-worker, Eugene Allen, with a machete and shooting a police officer in the cheekbone who was investigating the murder. Suffolk County PBA President Lou Civello says it's a miracle the officer is alive.
That bullet was just a half inch more, it would have went right through his eye.
The suspect's family members left the courthouse without saying a word.
His intent was not only to kill one police officer, but to kill multiple police officers.
The suspect's attorney says he will vigorously defend his client. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Islip, Long Island.
And by the way, that officer is expected to discreetly get out of the hospital sometime today. He wants to keep his identity private. Well, we got some of the best beaches on the East Coast. And here in New York, 13 of the top spots for sunbathing are here in the city. And dare we say, newsman Mac Rosenberg stuck his toe in all of them and landed on the best one.
The top New York City beach on the American Oceans list is Rockaway Beach here in Queens, described as friendly and easygoing.
Can you believe we're still in New York City?
I mean, yeah, that's what I like about it.
Carolyn and many others agree it's the convenience factor. The Rockaways are relatively easy to get to by train or ferry for the inner city dwellers. But I still asked Emily, who lives here, to sell me on Rockaway Beach.
We got it all. We got the concessions. We got some sharks. That's exciting. Who doesn't love a little bit of that? And we're like right off the subway, you know? So like in an hour, you can be back in the city.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Rockaway Beach.
Hey, everybody. It's going to be a nice weekend here after today, of course. Starting tomorrow, let me remind you, Summer Streets takes place across five consecutive Saturdays through August 23rd. From 7 to 3, rain or shine, there will be 22 miles of car-free streets showcasing free community races, public art, wall-to-wall people watching. Ah, I love it. And the announced New York Bike NY Ride will take place across Manhattan starting August 2nd. The DOT calls it the largest ever summer streets program, including for the first time a continuous route spanning the length of Manhattan from the Brooklyn Bridge to Inwood. And of course, it's free to walk, run, play, and bike, and there are typically themed rest stops with food and entertainment along the route. I would hope they got bathrooms in there, too, somewhere. Going to be a good weekend for it, though, everybody. So here's your chance to be a star or win a contest if you look like one.
You can do it!
There's an Adam Sandler lookalike contest. Starts in about an hour down in Soho to celebrate the Netflix opening, the premiere of Happy Gilmore 2. They're doing an event at Soho's Vesuvio Playground Court. That's where Sandler and his buddies play pickup ball.
Hello. Sabadoo.
So what's the prize? How about a bag of pickles, a Happy Gilmore 2 hockey putter, and bragging rights? Yay! Meantime, the long-awaited sequel to Sandler's 1996 sports comedy is up and running. By the way, Sandler recently revealed that he had to make a script change since his on-screen mentor, Carl Weathers, passed away. Have fun, everybody. They say there'll be more baggy pants and big t-shirts down there than you can shake a hockey stick at. Billie Eilish, eat your heart out. Big shirt, big t-shirt. In Rockland, a couple under arrest for what police are calling deeply troubling conditions at their daycare center. There are concerns over whether the daycare is licensed, but even worse, the alleged discovery of children in two unkempt buildings. Prosecutors say the buildings department searched a pair of facilities on Maple in Clarkstown. They say they found 69 kids with 20 adults with only about 30 cribs, blankets, and changing stations down in the basement. Child Protective Services was called. They say there were unspecified issues during a second visit, so they ordered Camp Smiley to be closed. Aaron and Chaney Altman are out on a desk ticket right now, but they're charged with misdemeanor child endangerment, also facing multiple alleged violations of Clarkstown's property code. So far, there has been no comment from the couple nor their lawyers. Survivors of the 1956 sinking of an historic passenger ship are gathering today at an Italian-American museum to commemorate the 69th anniversary of the Andrea Doria. They say there's a lot of artifacts on display over there as well. 1010 Winds is there.
Perrette Simpson was 9 years old and immigrating to America.
All of a sudden, we were hurled up in the air, and it was a huge impact. People were hysterical.
The survivor has spent years seeking to vindicate the Italian captain who was blamed for the wreck off the Nantucket coast that killed 46.
The Stockholm was praised for what they had done, which it was to broadside us at full speed.
Rare artifacts pulled from the wreckage include works of art, the 140-pound brass steering station bell, and fine china from the dining room. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Little Italy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.